Streaming live on a radio rope from a world near you, it's CKNWR radio station, servicing the city of Adobe Skyscraper, the surrounding Atobega County, and if weather permits, even further than that.
Hi ho, hi ho. Hello to everyone scattered out there across the evening. Scattered like so many seeds from the hand of someone feeding the birds. With your ears pressed up against your radio speaker. Trade welcome. I will be your host tonight for this evening's show. Ray Wister is my name. You can call me Mr. Wister if you like. Mr., of course, is a sign of respect in this country, to say Mr. It's a sign of my authority as your radio guide. If you're tuning in tonight for the first time, I shake your hand, and I stroke your cheek, and I say, we're glad you're here. And maybe a word of explanation is in order. You see, what you're listening to right now, this podcast, is it's an assemblage of various radio programs from over the years. Some of them very well known, of course, like this evening's show. Some of them less well known. Some of them, in fact, we're not quite sure where they came from. We find interesting commercials and clips and music pieces, and well, we stitch them together for you. Now, something exciting about this show is that we're never quite sure what is going to come out of this cardboard box. So, without further ado, let's see what we have here tonight. Okay, all right, first up we have, looks like an episode of this evening's show, looks like it's something about Putt-Putt Works program, city Putt-Putt Works program, and let's see, next up, Morning Spa, and, well, these aren't in order, okay, the papers are all shuffled, but lastly, but not leastly, we'll have a rover update. The rover's, of course, providing updates all across the land, different things are up to. So, without further ado, I'll set up the machine and get it going for you. Hope you enjoy.
CKNWR Radio. 108.9 kilohertz.
Rover update. Bringing you important information about the day ahead. Road conditions. Animal conditions at your service.
Well, this is a rover update. The day is September 27th, and the time now is 5 o'clock in the morning. Things to be aware of on this day. Last night there was precipitation that fell from 10 o'clock at night until 3 o'clock in the morning. This may cause roads or pathways, walkways, stairwells, or stair steps to be slick. It also may cause the growth of several things. New growth, spores, growth spores, and uncontrollable growth. If you are exploring part of your daily routine and you come across a new growth, a spore, a growth spore, or an uncontrollable growth, call us here at Rover Update. We'll send a rover right your way. Make sure that it's a safe growth. We're going to go to the phone lines and take any kind of calls. Remember, if you're having trouble or you need some assistance, Rovers are there to help. We've been getting quite a few calls about the rain and the precipitation that followed the rain in the hours of the night. Okay, looks like we got a call, a Rover call coming in. Why don't you take this call, Rover?
Right on, Rover.
This is Rover 226. I'm out here off Scamber. There seems to be some kind of a problem with vegetation here. I'm detecting a growth spore that might be enveloping part of this house. Over.
Hear you, Rover 226. A green spore overtaking a house, you said?
Looks like it's going to overtake that house in about, I guess 4 or 5 days. Over.
Yeah, we're going to need to get a weekend crew on that. Move ahead.
Okay, wait a minute. We got the owner of the house walking towards me here. Well, we got a growth spore happening here. It looks like it might be overtaking your house, and we don't want it to...
You should cut my insurance, because I take care of all of this.
All right. Sorry. Okay, so I think you got this taken care of.
Right on, Rover.
Right on.
Yeah, so growth spores, like I said, are very dangerous. You should contact us first sight of a growth spore. It looks like a small pod, green in color, right? Always be aware. Okay, we're getting a call here. Hello, caller.
Hey, man. Me and my sister are playing putt-putt, and there's some guys hanging around, and they're throwing putt-putts.
Sorry? They're throwing the balls or throwing the clubs?
They're throwing the clubs and the balls at traffic.
Okay, what putt-putt course are you at there?
We're at the one... What is it? It's the Lion's Mane.
Oh, Lion's Mane. Yeah, we got a Rover 14. Real close to you. We'll send him right to you. Okay, hang on. It's very good to remember, if you're out there playing putt-putt, please don't throw the putt-putts at the traffic. It can cause an accident in the traffic patterns. Oh, looks like we're getting a call. Hello, caller. This is Rover Central Station. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, yeah, I'm playing putt-putt over here at course 24.
Sorry? Course 24?
Course 24.
Okay, sir. What's the problem?
Hey, so I got my ball stuck in the clown's mouth.
You got your ball stuck in the clown's mouth?
Yeah, not the main clown's mouth, but like the small on the side clown's mouth. Small on the side.
The clown's mouth small on the side? Was this clown's mouth a part of the putt-putt course, sir?
No, this was small on the side. The ball got stuck back in it. It's a red ball. Cost me 45 cents.
Okay, sir, you said you're at course 24, right?
No, I'm at course 24.
Okay, sir, we'll send a rover right your way. I think, yes, we do have one rover free, Rover 75. He'll be on his way real soon, sir. Can you hold on?
This is my, look, I got one ball left. It is blue, it's no good.
Okay, sir, we'll have a rover right... Oh, looks like we lost that call. Okay, remember, if you're playing putt-putt, make sure an emergency has occurred before incurring the services of rovers. We're getting another call here. Hello, this is Rover Central Station. What happens to be the issue you're facing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I was wondering, can you guys help me?
Yes, sir. Is this an emergency?
It's an emergency because...
Go on, sir.
It's an emergency because I cannot figure how to get out.
Are you trapped, sir? Where is your location?
I'm at the putt-putt on 15th Street, and I can't find my way out.
sir, are you on the course?
I'm by river. I'm by river on hole number 4.
Sir, if you follow hole number 4 and you follow it right there to hole number 5, it'll take you 6, 7, and 8 right on out the course.
I quit playing the game now. I quit my game.
That's okay, sir. You can still walk out of the course. Oh, we lost that caller. Okay, now remember, if you are stuck in a putt-putt course, proceed through the numerals of the... Oh, we're getting another call. Look, we might have to turn this over to the Rover Lab. Send this call to the Rover Lab. Great.
Yeah, this is the Rover Lab. Over. Why didn't do far?
Hi. I was just calling because I think I've been attacked by a putt-putt gang. They putt-putted me repeatedly in the back of the head, and one of them threw a snow cone upon my leg repeatedly.
What's your location, sir?
I am running down Main Charleston Street, practically bleeding a snow cone.
Can you run at a steady pace?
Yes, I can run approximately 2 kilometers per every 3 hours.
That's great. There's a putt-putt park a few blocks from you.
No, don't send me there. I'm not safe there.
We can have a rover meet you there right now.
If I die, it's on your hands, Rover.
This is just the Rover Lab. I don't have any employee contract like that. We'll have a rover meet you there soon, sir.
Okay, we're back. We've been getting a lot of calls about putt-putt. Remember, there are many aspects of your life rovers can help with. Say you have a lawnmower that needs to be fixed. We can help you with that. It's also possible for us to help you with plumbing, electrical work, siding, insulation, roofing. Oh, we're getting a call here. Hello, caller?
Hey, I've got an interesting question for you. You think you can get more putt-putt park put in, like maybe one that has an underwater fart? Because me and my buddies were doing it, and one of us played into the river, and we just kept on playing and thought it would be real cool to have an underwater park. Anyways, the closest one for me is like 3 blocks, so I was wondering if we could get one close that was more like with an underwater park. Thanks.
Okay, we have no jurisdiction on design or placement of putt-putt courses. So we can help you, but that is a city issue. The city is allocating funds, a majority of city funds to making putt-putt. You have to take that issue with the city. Okay. Like I was saying, if you have roofing, if you have siding, basing, flooring, we can help you with any of the... Looks like we're getting a rover call in. Oh, this is Rover... Number 14, he was checking on that traffic issue. Rover 14, right on.
Well, I found out that it's not quite so much a traffic issue as it is a pedestrian issue. The putt-putt throwing was not at the traffic of vehicles, it was at the traffic of putt-putters.
Oh, you're saying that the putt-putts are being thrown at the putt-putters inside, the foot traffic?
That's right, golf clubs, putt-putt clubs, putt-putt balls. There's a lot of injuries out here. A lot of damage to Lions Maid.
Was this a protest or was this just a hooligan gang?
I think it was a protest, though it's hard to tell. They were protesting for only a short while before the mayhem occurred, and they have scattered and there is no perpetrators left.
Okay. Well, if you need backup, remember there is city services that are always available. Clean sweepers, street mops... Anything that has to do with brushing the street with a utensil, we have 15 of those units for reserve if you need it. Now, there might be collateral damage from this protest. Is there damage to the neighboring landscapes in the city?
Well, we're definitely going to need a street mop. There's a lot of blood.
Oh, well, let's let that rover take care of that. We're coming to the end of our program. Remember, if you do have a problem, putt-putt related or otherwise...
baseball field lit up at night. Joyriding.
Open your eyes wide, please. Okay, open your eyes, please. See those images happening? Now, unless there's something wrong with your eyes, close your eyes and not open them until I say so. Okay, close your eyes. Did you see anything? Rub lightly on your closed eyelids. Did you see anything? Good. Another twist. Think once. Where were those images you saw on your eyelids? Can you feel this color? Not anywhere here.
This is Jerry Selvert. Leave your name and number, and I'll call you back.
Hey, Jerry, this is Frederico. I was wondering if you could come to my pool party. Jerry, are you there? Oh, this must be one of those telephone tape recordings. You know, Jerry, I would love to have you come to my party. We have guacamole. Oh, okay, well, if you can't, that's fine. You're welcome to come any other time, though.
This is Jerry Selvert.
Hi, Jerry. Yes, hello.
Thank you for calling. I will call you back sooner than you.
Jerry? Is that you?
I will call you back, Jerry Selvert.
Jerry, I can't tell if this is you or recording. Okay, well, I guess this must be a recording, but, but listen, if you do get this before for too long, I'd love to have you come over. We have colas and we have all sorts of...
I will call you back. This is Jerry Selvert.
Do you have my number, Jerry? I don't think you
telephone tape that is so clear, your closest of friends will not know it's not you. Les âmes. Telephone tape.
Les âmes.
Morning.
Spa.
to Morning Spa. I, as always, am your host this morning, Harold Kellogg, and here with me is my co-host.
Well, I'm J.P. Spline.
And this morning, we are experiencing a high level of cool humidity in the upper atmosphere, meaning that temperatures down here can be slightly elevated.
That's right. If you're baking a cake this morning, be aware that you might want to set your temperature a little lower.
Try to cool it down a little bit. Fortunately, this time of year is the time when the pine trees around town experience their peak heat sink capacity. It has to do with the cycle of their leaves or their needles, I guess. It's a spa thing to witness. It's very quiet, but very obvious. Another location in the city where you can find heat sink barriers of pine trees is around putt-putt courses. If you're going to go out putt-putting, remember, going early morning putt-putting is the spa way to do it. You don't have to fight the heat sinks or the crowd. So think about that as you plan your morning map.
CKNWR Live Radio.
Here in the studio with us, we have a city-renowned putt-putt landscape artist and civic designer, as it were, Mr. Aidna Buffet. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Buffet.
It's good to be here. Good morning, Spa.
Morning, Spa, to you as well.
So you consider yourself a putt-putt landscapist?
Landscapist is a term that is used, but I would consider myself to be more of a designer.
It's true that putt-putt courses come in many shapes and sizes, but to what extent is that design flexible? Do they have to conform to certain guidelines to be considered legal city putt-putt parks?
Well, there are some restrictions placed on some of the parks. You gotta have your one hole with the motor, and you gotta have one hole with a hazard. You gotta have at least two holes with hills.
And these are minimums.
These are minimums, yes.
I heard that the Caucus of Clowns had demanded that there be a clause in this contract for putt-putts that said there had to be a clown hole on every putt-putt. Is that true?
That is a ruling that was passed in other districts, other places, but it is not true for my duties.
Clowns are not very spa.
Do you have any mantras that you like to follow, or is every course its own putt-putt snowflake, so to speak?
Oh, that's a great metaphor. It's good to think of what I do as different every time, but there are certainly some areas that I like to focus. I tend to focus on right angles, finding the best way to hit your ball from a long distance to ricochet off into a right angle.
So you have lots of right-angled walls on the course?
Right-angle barriers. Some people don't like the right angles. They prefer to go with more of a vertical approach to the design.
Something a little more obtuse, I'd imagine.
Sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of courses up north of town that are very obtuse. It's almost like playing putt-putt in a hallway. Just hit it as hard as you can for the next 400 yards. Hope it bounces right. I mean, we're up to what? 200 and something?
That's right. I believe it's 2218.
Courses in the city. So how many of those have you personally designed?
I've designed around 800 courses myself.
Interesting.
And about 600 of those courses have passed the restrictive covenants and are actual playable today.
Interesting.
And this is all city work?
It's city work, yes.
As I understand it, they treat it very much like the water department of the city.
It's a department of the city that falls under what's typically in the water department. But there's also sewage.
Right, water works.
Good water equals good grass equals good putt-putt.
Now, we're getting a phone call right now. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, am I on the air now?
You're going live. Welcome to Morning Spa.
Oh, thank you. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, I'm your host in this morning spa.
Who's the other fella?
Oh, well, this is Aidna Bouffet, our special guest, a putt-putt course designer.
Oh, so you're the putt-putt course designer, huh? I need to speak to have a word with you.
I'm the putt-putt designer, yes.
Well, I want to know why you're designing courses all over the city. All over. You know, I go to the gas station. I go to the supermarket. Everywhere I go, a high place and a low place, I see a putt-putt course. And I want to know if you're the one responsible for that.
Well, I am responsible for a lot of putt-putt courses that I have designed. It was upwards of around 600 that are playable today.
Do you have a specific inquiry, caller?
Well, I do. I just thought I'd introduce myself first. My name is Admiral Radnor Philpott. And my specific inquiry is that, not an inquiry so much as a complaint or a sort of a rage that I have against these commonplace putt-putt courses I've been seeing around. Now, when I was a little boy growing up, why, the putt-putt courses were only for those who could afford them. Just in the beautiful high fields of my grandparents' house. And now, what I tell you, it's just they're so common, they almost just throwaway places.
Mr. Rathput.
No. Radnor.
That is your name, Mr. Rathput. It's very fitting to the sort of
Radnor
bigotry that I think that you're presenting.
Nowadays, a putt-putt's a civil service. It's almost as though it's replaced the old games of the street, like gutter pool.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I didn't grow up playing those games because those games were not for me. I didn't play gutter ball pool or anything like that. I played some nice, clean putt-putt.
Thank you for calling in, caller.
I'm the putt-putt designer, yes.
Morning Spa.
This is a message from the Civil Putt-Putt Federation. Please, do not putt-putt between the hours of 12:45 a.m. and 4:45 a.m. Do not play in the putt-putt zone labeled putt-putt no-play zone. Do not play putt-putt in a putt-putt park that is not open for putt-putt. Do not harass a putt-putt patron or a putt-putt employee with putt-putt equipment, putt-putt slang, putt-putt movie trivia game, or putt-putt singing. Do not hurt anyone with a putt-putt, or do not putt-putt by yourself alone 3 days in a row. This has been a message from the Civil Putt-Putt Federation.
We're getting a caller who has a very pertinent question, if you'd like to take it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you're that putt-putt designer?
Yes.
You know that one on 43rd and Walnut Tree?
Walnut Tree Street, yes.
Yeah, did you design that after the Lady of the Lake?
That one in particular, I believe, was about Lady of the Lake. I think I remember which one you're thinking of, yes.
Well, yeah, because every time I play putt-putt there, Lady of the Lake just comes out of nowhere.
Well, that was a very interesting design, because what we had to do is there was a water hazard in this hole. And so what we did is we put a motorized vehicle in the bottom of the hole, and it would shoot out.
Well, I'm sorry about that confrontational call. I know this is very difficult for you. If you are going out looking at water spouts this morning, Spa, the Lady of the Lake water spout at the putt-putt course on Walnut Tree is a very impressive spout. And it will give you a very impressive water spout, morning spa.
It could be very spa.
So take that with you on this morning spa. And As you stay tuned for this day's broadcast on CKNWR, please remember that Morning Spa is on the air. As your host, extraducing Harold Kellogg.
And extraducing J.P. Spline.
For the compliment, I sincerely thank you for the gesture. Thank you for the compliment. I'll take it to carry it along. Everyone gets complimented once in their lifetime.
Based largely upon total satisfaction and mathematics, which makes sense, really, because when you hear the phrase
pop it in the oven and pull it out steaming hot and ready to go,
doesn't it sound kind of like
this package is so big I don't think it can fit in my slot?
Do you want to look in the mirror and see a clear glowing clear expensive pills? One bottle, one expensive pills, one daily application, one dream car, one payment, two payment, one pure scent. Strong, flirty, seductive pills. Try True You pills today. Discover the pills today.
Building the world the way it should be.
She took the stage and did exactly what all great ballerinas do. She waved to her mom. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Ever wanted a songbird of your very own? A songbird to sing sweet music while you clean the house? Yes, of course you have. Or perhaps a songbird to whistle romantic melodies into your ear while you watch black and white movies? Yes, naturally. You have wished for a pretty little parakeet of your own and thought, gee, they sure are expensive. Yes, Of course you have. For I've seen you standing in front of the hardware store, gazing at them for hours at a time, as you play with your hair. They are beautiful, aren't they? Most beautiful. Now, what would you say if I told you you could get not two, not zero, but one fantastic whistling and spinning, sing-song mechanical flamingo bird for the low price of two precious stones? You're not dreaming. It's true. Here is my own personal home model, the Jade X35R. Let me fire her up and see what she can do. Sing to us. These birds are very popular with both citizens of the countryside and citizens of urban skyscrapers. Please send your precious stones in a sealed envelope to Spaceport number 11. I love you more than words can say. I love you.
to this evening's show. Tonight, I will be your host. I'm John Starboard, and here with me is Charlie Dust.
Hello.
And Louis Mastodon.
Well, hi.
From across the room, my co-hosts. Now, tonight we might be interrupted halfway or partially halfway through the broadcast because we have some light construction going on here at the Adobe Skyscraper. The studio is actually being renovated. Apparently, they're putting in a putt-putt course that goes from the ground floor up to the 35th and then back down to the ground floor as part of its schematic.
Yeah, I can't wait for the elevator hole.
The elevator hole?
Yeah.
The one you play in the elevator?
Right, like you gotta hit it in the elevator and you gotta wait for your floor. And each button that's pushed is a stroke, I think.
I think that was an urban legend. I don't think that's a real
hole.
No,
there's a sign. There's a sign outside the elevator on the second floor, I think.
The sign that tells you if you push a button how many points you get?
Right, like...
Yeah, that's just the... And it lights up when you push it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the elevator selector button. That's the panel for selecting what floor to go to.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, well...
Regardless of the course design, whatever it turns out to be, we might be interrupted as they are pulling up the floorboard to make some plastic grass runs. Tonight we have an interesting show because we get to talk about something that doesn't happen all the time. Contact with extraterrestrials. And of course, by extraterrestrials, I mean people that don't live on the Earth. They live up in the upper atmosphere. Well, as you probably know, Barry Mandiglo played a show tonight at the Adobe Bowl. I think the estimates were something like 600,000 were there.
That's a lot of people.
Yes, very well attended. It was a free concert. Anyways, his tooth show got really crazy tonight. You know, he has those flashing, glowing teeth.
Sure.
Well, then you have to appreciate all the noise complaints that were being filed.
I might have filed one.
Could you hear the show from where you were?
Yeah, I think so. I think I filed one.
Really? Where were you?
Well, I was outside across the street.
Oh, you were across from the Adobe Bowl?
Yeah.
You were standing in the parking lot?
Yeah, it was pretty loud.
Yeah.
I got that number. Complaint number.
Oh, you got it memorized. You walk around and... How many complaints do you file a day?
Well, maybe about 12.
Interesting.
Just complaints to yourself?
Well, I've filed complaints about neighbors. I've filed complaints about parking habits of neighbors. You know, like when the neighbors like yell too loud. I've filed complaints about that.
Why would your neighbors yell at you?
Well, I mean, sometimes they just neighbors. You know, the neighbors. You do something and they're loud at you. You know.
I don't know. I try to avoid those kind of confrontations, I guess.
Well, my neighbors, you know, they're real picky about the way that I do things sometimes.
We're getting a call here. Yeah, caller, you're live.
Hello, my lad.
You are. This is this evening's show.
Yes, I normally don't listen to this show, but I had to call in because I heard my neighbor on here talking his trash. And I thought I'd just call in and try to set the record straight.
No, your neighbor is Charlie Dust. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Charles. Charles Dust is what I called him. That's what he introduced himself to me as.
Charles.
Well, I don't know your name, and I don't know why you'd be bothering this Charles. You must be thinking of a different Charles.
No. Well, I'm Sister Jeffries. I'm an 80-year-old man. And I live next to you, and you keep filing complaints on me.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm filing a complaint on... Is this a TV show?
Oh, it's a radio show.
It's a radio
show. It's on the radio. Sure.
I'm watching TV right now, and I think I'm calling into this TV show.
What are you seeing on your TV?
Well, I'm seeing three people around a table with headphones on talking to microphones.
What channel are you watching?
I'm watching Channel 1.
There's Channel 1 got shut down.
See, this person, they don't know what they're talking about.
Charlie, you can please stop filing complaints on me. I got probably 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah, well, maybe if you didn't do all those things that you do, like you...
You're complaining about me chopping my salad. Well, I got to use my salad chopper if I'm going to have a fresh salad lunch.
Sorry, Mr. Sister?
That's right, I'm Mr. Sister. You can call me that.
Mr. Sister Catherine, I believe.
Jeffries.
Well, thanks for calling in. I'm sorry that...
Aren't you going to do anything about it? You just going to let him keep doing that?
I'll give him a demerit, if you'd like.
I would like that. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, bye. Charlie. Got to give you a demerit for that.
Well, yeah, all right.
Are you guys going to move out of here?
Well, we're going to have to move out of the way. It looks like... they're bringing in a... what is this? Oh, a carpet machine. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back after these short messages.
Personal complaints have revolutionized the workplace.
Personal complaints
have revolutionized the workplace. Revolutionized the workplace. Personal complaints.
Well, welcome back to this evening's show. The carpet machine came through while we were at that break, and now we have a nice little curved putting range. I'm not really sure what to call it. They told me it was a component of hole number 7, so take that for what it is. A par 14.
Yeah, I'd play that one.
Well, you'd have to get out of the putt-putt park for sure.
Sometimes you don't have to play them all.
Oh, you bail. You bail on games. The city's trying to crack down on that kind of thing.
Well, if you get, you know, if you're in a hurry or something, then maybe you don't have to finish all of them.
Well, each year the city has a census that it takes of all the money that it's spent, finds out where it went. And if a large part of the budget is going towards something like putt-putt and people start bailing on games, then if they count up, you know, how many people are served per hole per dollar, it starts to look bad.
Putt-putt is a governed economy?
It is. Because it is a city feature, I guess it's highly scrutinized, yeah.
Highly regulated.
Indeed, yeah. At any rate, it's here with us now in the studio. It's going to be like this, and I assume they'll keep people from playing through during broadcast, but we'll find out. It's true. Personal complaints are one of the leading driving factors for innovation in the city, and is also a reason they had to shut down the Mandaglow concert last night. Apparently, if you live in the upper atmosphere in one of these little home pods that the ETs like, very, very bright things like, well, Barry Mandaglow shows are very noisy up there. Probably even 1,000 times noisier than what you heard, Charlie, when you were listening across the street.
Right.
How much would you rate that on a loudness scale?
I came out there to listen to the Barry Mandaglow, but it was just a little too loud.
It was too loud outside the concert venue?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, imagine if you were in a little space pod and the light was hitting your space pod and vibrating it, it would be 100 times louder than that.
I'd definitely file a complaint for that.
Well, that's what they did in Mass Effect. Anyways, it was supposedly a very good show. Of course, Barry Mandaglow is always a good draw. Luckily, we've made contact with an extraterrestrial citizen who's going to tell us what it was like. Caller, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself and just letting us know, what was it like in the middle of that concert with all those bright, bright lights that were...
Oh, yes, my name is Chet Overall, and, you know, I don't think it was as bad as all that. After all, there's so much atmosphere between the teeth and myself. Now, the light from his teeth was a bit of a nuisance. I was trying to water my plants out on the balcony of the spaceship, and, well, there was lots of light, and it made me blink my eyes, and I dropped my water can over out into the atmosphere.
Now, is there a danger that that can will fall and strike a citizen?
Oh, I think it's a danger indeed. I'm surprised I haven't heard anything about it yet. But I do wonder if any sort of laws will be passed to keep people like Barry Mandelglow from shining their teeth into the night sky like he did. It could be very dangerous, you know, all of us up here with our watering cans and our soup bowls might drop down or cause another bug effect.
Is it Mr. Chet Overall?
No, my name is Chet Overall.
What, are you saying you're an extraterrestrial being?
Well, I suppose I'm not on the ground, so yes.
What do you look like?
Well, I should think I look very much like you. I probably have more gray hair. Of course, I don't know what you look like. Perhaps your hair is very gray indeed.
So here's a question that's something you can shed some specific insight on. Do you get all the TV channels up there in the upper atmosphere?
Well, I should think so. I should think I get quite a lot more than you get on the ground.
What? Do you get Channel 1?
Yes, I get Channel 1. That's, you know, most of the reason why I moved up here, so I could get better TV reception. You wouldn't believe the kinds of channels we have up here.
They get Channel 1, Jeff.
I like TV very much.
So you weren't deafened or obviously didn't experience any implosion of your skull when Barry Mandelglow was playing. Do you know anyone that had that happen to them?
No, it didn't happen to me. I was watching my shows. Now, I think there probably were a few that suffered some minor repercussions. Some of them... Did you say their heads imploded?
Well, those are the reports. Is that not true?
Well, I don't think so. I
wouldn't think so either.
I saw a few people with bloody noses. I suppose that could have been because of the sound and the light.
A minor implosion in the brain.
Yes, but most of us were inside watching our shows.
Okay. Well, that proves that you can't believe everything you hear. Thanks for shedding some light on that, caller.
Oh, you're welcome. I always enjoy calling in.
All right. Well, we've even got extraterrestrial listeners. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. still here, I see. What'd you think about all that? Well, if you liked it, you can go to thisevenshow.com. My niece, she's a whiz with computers. She really is. She told me she would make a website for us, which is great. I don't know how to use computers myself, so grateful. Alice, if you're listening, thank you. You better be listening, by the way. Oh, excuse me. Visit thisevenshow.com. That is the website, and you can, of course, subscribe to this podcast. Sign up for a newsletter. Until next time, this is Mr. Wister signing off, saying, have a good time all the time. Good night.